Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no crime in him. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. Will you have me release for you the king of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. We come now to the second sorrowful mystery of the Holy Rosary, the scourging at the pillar. The Lord Jesus is whipped, he's scourged and beaten. Little is mentioned in the Bible about this mystery in the life of Christ, but we know from history it was horrific, violent and cruel. A miracle that Jesus survived this terrible form of human torture. Some have suggested that he was whipped at this pillar probably 100 times. Each strike we can imagine bringing its own unique pain to the holy body of the Son of God, the true Son of the Father. What is happening in this mystery is profound. Cowardly people think it amusing to bully this innocent man around, the Son of the Virgin Mary. And as tough as they seem, as tough as these men who are persecuting the Lord Jesus seem, they are cowardly and weak. Sin weakens the soul of the sinner. Men and women who live in sin are weak. They are, no matter how strong they seem. On the inside, they are spineless and weak. Men and women who live in sin are weak, tossed about by their circumstances, easily influenced by the devil. Sin weakens us. It really does. These people beating the Lord Jesus try in vain to cover their weakness. By their unjust violence, by their displays of anger and wrath and fury. They pretend they have the power over their oppressed victim, but all of this is an empty show. They have no power. In sin, man becomes weak. In this mystery, the stronger one is Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the All-Holy One. Christ is the stronger one, and in this mystery, he is in charge. They are not. With every strike of these cruel weapons of torture, the Lord Jesus offers each of these men who are lost the gift of divine mercy. Christ is showing his patient endurance of this violence and sacrilege, but these sinners are running out of time to repent. Here at the scourging of the pillar, we have to choose our side, either the way of sin, which seems to be in charge of life, or the way of righteousness, which seems not to be in charge of life circumstances. In this mystery, it seems that evil is advancing towards its victory, towards its ultimate victory, but it is only moving towards its demise. In this mystery, the Lord Jesus, our Savior, seems to be moving towards his demise, but he is moving towards his victory. He is, and he knows it. Dear brothers and sisters, let us stay close to the Lord Jesus by praying each day, by receiving the sacraments as often as we can, and by a virtuous life. Even if we have to suffer the sins of others, if we suffer because of people's sins against us, let us not abandon the Lord Jesus, but let us cling to him all the more, trusting that our victory over evil is in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, the Lord, we win. We win.